Preliminary election results. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. GOP voters in Alabama choosing Katie Britt as their candidate for Senate this fall. She beats Congressman Mo Brooks for the nomination. Former President Trump had endorsed Brooks, but then took it back and threw his support behind Britt. In Georgia,
in the 10th district, Trump-backed Vernon Jones lost his runoff race to Mike Collins. Jones thanked his supporters for a chance at Congress, but said he's not stopping.
I'll be going across Georgia, helping people get elected that who believe and love this country, and all across this country doing the same thing.
Collins now faces Tabitha Johnson Green in November. She won a Democratic runoff in the same district. In the Secretary of State's race, Republican Brad Raffensperger now has a general election opponent. B. Nguyen handily won his Democratic runoff over D. Dawkins Hagler.
Fox's Gernal Scott, a former Georgia elections worker, telling a House January 6th committee on Tuesday that she and her family received death threats after being accused of pulling fraudulent ballots from a suitcase on election night 2020, a claim which elections officials dismissed. A procedural vote on gun legislation has passed the Senate with more than enough votes to begin debate before the end of the week. The bill would toughen background checks for young gun buyers and hike spending for school safety and mental health programs. Texas state lawmakers investigating the police response to last month's shooting at Uvalde has been told it was an abject failure.
The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
Stephen McGraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety. Wall Street starts the holiday shortened week higher, the Dow gaining 641 points, NASDAQ up 271. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday struck down a law in Maine that excluded religious schools from a state-funded tuition assistance program, finding that to be religious discrimination and unconstitutional. Still no ruling, though, on the Mississippi abortion law. Three abortion rights supporters were arrested Tuesday after shackling themselves to the security fence outside the court. The justices have also decided not to get involved in lawsuits over a popular weed killer.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected an appeal by Bayer to stop thousands of lawsuits the company faces from people claiming its Roundup weed killer causes cancer. The justices leaving in place a $25 million judgment in favor of a California man who says he developed cancer after using Roundup for decades at his San Francisco Bay Area property. Bayer has argued that federal regulators have repeatedly determined its products are safe and the lawsuit should be dismissed. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A jury in California has found Bill Cosby sexually abused a then 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. The jury awarding Judy Huth, who's now 64, $500,000 in damages. Cosby denies the allegations. South Dakota's attorney general has been removed from that job.
Jason Roundsburg's been convicted in an impeachment trial by South Dakota state senators for committing a crime that caused someone's death, as well as malfeasance for misleading law enforcement and abusing the power of his office. 2 years years ago, Roundsburg hit Joseph Beaver, killing him. But Roundsburg told dispatchers he thought he'd hit a deer or some other animal. County prosecutors, who argued before the senators, said Roundsburg lied and knew he'd hit a person, that he lied about being on his phone before the crash, and that Beaver's glasses were found in his car. An attorney for Roundsburg said impeaching him undoes the will of the voters. Roundsburg avoided trial and jail time by pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges, driving outside his lane and driving while using an electronic device. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.